Mine was the memory of meeting my husband under the clock in Kidderminster. There were two men I'd made arrangements to meet. One was one side of the road and one was the other.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
And I decided that I'd rather have the SAS man, paratrooper. And so there was a young fellow who was walking by at the same time, and apparently, well, I knew that he was a boyfriend of my sister's, so I said, go down. I said, don't go right under the clock, the other side of the road, there's a paratrooper there. Tell him I'm up here. So he did. And that was my husband for 54 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah. What happened to the other bloke?
I don't know. I didn't care.
What about you, Sylvia?
Right, well, there were three memories that she took from me at various stages in my life, which is quite clever. First one was swinging on a swing during the war. I lived in Dudley, so I was on the periphery, could see the, you know, Birmingham, Coventry, yeah. Burning, but was actually quite in a safe place.
Yes.
So when there was an air raid on, I would get out of the air raid shelter and swing on my swing. And it's a very strong memory because later on, as a radiographer, I actually did a favour and went as a nurse to take a patient to the infectious area where they were. Mm. Coming back, we were talking, gave the drivers of the ambulance my address, and one of them said, Chestnut Avenue, you're not that little devil who used to swing on a swing. And he was the ARP warden. So that was a really strong memory. So that was the one that was in the background of me. And then the second one was actually going across. You can see that she's putting the aqueduct.
Yes.
And that was taking my stepchildren, five of them, across the top of the aqueduct. And actually, the cows were going faster than we were on that trip. So that was very strong. And then finally, of course, my whole career was radiography, hence the fact the front. So it's gone from the back, worked round. And as a radiographer, I was the first radiographer that Dudley ever had qualified.
Oh, really?
And I actually commissioned Russell's Hall and was a district superintendent when I retired. So it's a big part of my life.
Yeah.
So it actually goes through my life. And anybody knowing me could look at that and know it was me.
And what about you, Heather? Because you're on there playing at Wimbledon.
Yes, I did.
Tell me that story.
Well, I belong to the Women's Institute. All the places went, sent somebody up to London. So I was sent. I played up the tennis up there.
All right. How did you get on?
Oh, it's all right.
You won. You won a cup, didn't you?
She's very modest.
And for all three of you, what's it like seeing your stories on that piece of art?
It's lovely. It's really lovely. The artist has been really good, the way she's portrayed them all.
Well, I went into it with very scepticism, and I think it's absolutely fantastic. I think she's done a marvellous job.
Yeah.
One that it's a pity if it ever gets put away and hidden, because it's a good piece of history.
It's going to be put on the wall somewhere in here.